Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was shown the offering. There were so many cakes and so many sabjis and so much rice with so much ghee. It was an incredible offering. And there were three seats with three huge offerings in front of each seat. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very happy to see this. Because such wonderful offering was given to Krishna. This is what gives pleasure to a devotee, to see that Krishna is being served nicely. He said, now just give me little steamed vegetable and rice. Advaita Prabhu said, you take this seat. The Lord said, take this seat, but look at all this food. He said, it's all offered to Krishna. He said, but there's so much. There's so much. I can never eat this much. It's so opulent and so much quantity. What am I supposed to do? Advaita said, what you're supposed to do is sit down and eat it. He said, I'm a sannyasi. I cannot leave so much remnants like this. It's a huge quantity. Advaita Prabhu said, you cannot cheat me with your fanciful talk. I know, in Jagannath Puri, you eat 54 offerings a day, and each one has hundreds of pots of bhoga. This is hardly a morsel for you, my lord. Now you just sit and take what the deity has eaten. Please, it is my wish. So Lord Chaitanya sat down with Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu saw this gigantic plates of so many varieties of prasad. And Nityananda Prabhu said, I have been fasting for 3 days, and now this Advaita is giving me such a small, meager amount that it appears I'm going to have to fast again. Advaita Prabhu said, you are a reject Paramhamsa. He said, oh, Swamiji, you travel around. I know how much you can eat, but I'm just a poor Brahmin. I'm giving alms, whatever I can give. I am giving you. Accept it. Nityananda Prabhu said, this will not even fill a portion of my hungry belly. Advaita Prabhu said, we don't know what caste you have. We don't know who your guru is. We don't know where you eat. You simply come to Brahman's house to destroy their lives, to ruin their caste. Now just eat whatever I have given you. I'm offering it with love. So they were eating. And every time Lord Chaitanya took anything, Advaita Prabhu would immediately fill it up again. And the same thing for Nityananda Prabhu. Any little thing they ate, they'd fill it up. Finally, Nityananda Prabhu said, there's no use even trying to eat this. There's not enough. Now I know this crazy Advaita. He's going to make me go on with my fast because he's not giving sufficient prasad. Then he picked up the rice and threw it on the ground. And when he threw it on the ground, 3 pieces of rice bounced off the floor and hit Advaita Prabhu. And he went mad in ecstasy. He said, because I have invited a madman to my house, now that I have touched his food, I have become mad. Advaita Prabhu then sent message to Sachimata and all the devotees of Navadvipa to come. The next morning, Sachimata was brought on a palanquin. Gangadas, Murari Gupta, Sridhar, Budhimanta, Hiranya Jagadish, Suklambar Brahmachari, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Srivas, Sripati, Srinidhi, Sriram. All of these devotees, they all came along with Sachimata. Here in the house of Advaita in Shantipur, Lord Chaitanya approached his mother. For the first time in the garb of a sannyasi. The Lord offered his prostrated obeisances again and again and again at Mother Sachi's lotus feet. And with tears in his eyes and folded palms, he spoke to his mother, that you have given me my life, you have given me your love, you have given me everything. Whatever devotion I have is only because of you. Whatever knowledge I have is only because of you. Even in millions of kalpas, I can never repay my debt to you. When Sachi Mata saw her son, his beautiful hair shaved head, the garb of a sannyasi, tears, unlimited tears, fell from her eyes. She could not speak a word. She picked up the Lord and put him on her lap and repeatedly was kissing his face and his various limbs, blinded by her tears in motherly love. And Lord Chaitanya was bathing his mother with the tears of his love. He said, "My body is your property. I acted like a madman. Without your permission, without your blessings, I left you. But I am your property. I will do whatever you tell me to do. I am yours." Sachi Mata was thinking in her heart that I want to keep the Lord home with me. But if I do, people will criticize him. Sannyasis don't stay home with their mothers. And if he is criticized, that will be my greatest unhappiness. Sachi Mata said, "My only happiness is Nimai's happiness. And my only unhappiness is his unhappiness." Sachi told the devotees, that if the Lord resides in Jagannath Puri, which is like Vrindavan because it is the home of Krishna, then I will always hear news about him. Because the inner connection between Navadvip and Puri is so close, they are like two rooms in the same house. Devotees will come back and forth, and I will hear the pastimes of my beloved. So the devotees approached Lord Chaitanya with this appeal, that your mother Sachi wishes that you reside in Jagannath Puri. The Lord immediately accepted. In the house of Advaita Prabhu, there was incredible ecstatic kirtan. These kirtans cannot be described with mortal words. Please try to picture this emotional experience. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just days before, left everyone in a bottomless ocean of grief when he just disappeared to take sannyas. The devotees did not know if they would ever see him again. Vipralamba and Sambhog. According to the intensity of the feelings of separation from the Lord, there is that much increased joy when we meet again. The Lord cast these devotees in the deepest, darkest abyss of separation that they had ever experienced in their lives. He left them to become a sannyasi. And he disappeared. And for several days, nobody knew where he was. He left Katva, somewhere en route to Vrindavan. And once he goes to Vrindavan, will we ever see him again? And here they were, in Shantipur, the house of Advaita, where they are reunited with their eternal object of love, Gauranga, dancing again in kirtan with him. The nature of these kirtans were so sweet, so intimate, so full of love. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were embracing, dancing. Advaita Prabhu was just like a madman. In these particular kirtans in Shantipur, Advaitacharya went wild. Wild! The Lord has returned in my home, accepting my prasad, singing and dancing with all of his devotees. And now Sachimata comes. She was watching the Lord dancing, and the Lord was in so much ecstasy, because when the Lord sees his devotees in ecstasy, that increases his ecstasy, and when his ecstasy increases, the devotees' ecstasy increases, and when he sees the devotees' ecstasy increase, his ecstasy increases, and when his ecstasy increases, the devotees' ecstasy increases, and we could continue on for the rest of eternity. This is the nature of spiritual love. It is unending. It is insatiable. That is what type of kirtan was happening here in Shantipur. The Lord would leap into the air so high, and then he would fall unconscious while in the sky and fall to the ground like a bag of bones. When Sachimata, who was watching these kirtans, witness this. It was shattering her heart. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that Sachi Devi prayed from her heart to Lord Vishnu that, my dear Lord, if ever I have pleased you, whatever pious credits, whatever devotional service I have done, since my very childhood, I will exchange it all for one benediction. Just one benediction. That whenever my Nimai falls to the floor due to his ecstatic dancing, please let him feel no pain. Sachimata ki jai. That was the nature of her selfless love. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains the nature of Sachi Devi's love. After Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, during those 3 days in Navadvip, anyone she saw, she would just cry out, "Where is my Krishna Balaram? They went to Mathura. Have they already fought with Kamsa? What happened to that demon Kamsa? And what about this Akrura? He took my, so cruelly he took my sons away. Will he be bringing them back?" This was her mood of devotion and separation from her beloved Nimai. Every day, they would have Hari Katha all day long, and they would have Hari Kirtan all night long. Hare Krishna. This was wonderful. And Advaita Prabhu, Sachi Mata, the first day she came, she was so eager to cook for the Lord. Actually, the first day Advaita Prabhu and Sita Thakurani cooked. And then when the devotees came, everyone was giving invitations. Srivas Thakur and Malini, we will cook one day. Acharya Ratna and Malati, we will cook one day. Murari Gupta and his wife, we will cook one day. And hearing all of these invitations to the Lord, Sachi Mata, from her heart, with such gentle, loving sentiments, she spoke. She said, my dear devotees, please hear my prayer. All of you, you could meet the Lord anytime, really, in any place. But I am his mother, and a sannyasi does not come home to live with his mother. Especially because she was living with Vishnupriya, the Lord's previous wife. She said, this is my only chance. My humble prayer is, as long as Nimai is in Santipur, allow me to cook all of his meals. When the devotees heard the loving, motherly affection of Sachi Mata, they all unanimously cried out, Jai! All glories to Mother Sachi! And she cooked all the meals for the Lord. And she knew exactly what he liked. For each meal, she would cook 20 different types of saag. Because she knew that her son liked saag, spinach preparations. And she would cook so many other preparations. When the Lord came in to the room where Sachi Mata's meal was sitting, he was ecstatic. Should I tell you how he reciprocated with Sachi Mata's cooking devotion? He offered his repeated dandavats to the prasad. He began to glorify that prasad. He said, just the sight of, he said, one doesn't even have to eat this prasad. Just the sight of it will fulfill all one's desires and give one love for Krishna. Just the fragrance of this will fulfill all one's desires and give one's love of Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after glorifying the prasad with prayers, he circumambulated the prasad many, many times. And then finally Advaita Prabhu said, please sit down. And Sachi Mata wants you to also eat the prasad. And as he was eating the saag, he was glorifying each particular type of saag and giving a benediction to anyone who eats that saag. He said, this saag is called achyuta, and anyone who eats this will attain the treasure of pure love for Sri Krishna. And this type of saag, if anyone takes this, they will get liberation from all material bondage. The Lord was praising prasad as if he had 100 mouths. Because the prasad was cooked with love and devotion by his mother, Sachi. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained in Shantipur for about 10 days. Sachi cooked each meal. Throughout the day, there was Hari Katha, and throughout the night, there was Nam Sankirtan. And what kind of kirtans took place here in Shantipur? It was a great wonder. When it came time for the Lord to leave, he asked the blessings of Advaita Prabhu. Advaita Prabhu say, I give you blessings that you stay another 3 days. The Lord told the devotees that I am subordinate to your wish. I am conquered by your love. And then with the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, he departed for Jagannath Puri. It was here in Shantipur that devotees warned the Lord that there are various battling factions between here and Puri. It is not an auspicious time to go. There are too many obstacles. And the Lord called out, when will there ever be a time when there is no obstacles? I will go. And Advaitacharya was ecstatic. He said, yes. He said, all obstacles are the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is an important philosophical principle. Whatever obstacles come on the spiritual path, they are actually all the servants of the Lord coming to help us in our devotional lives. Why? Because when there is an obstacle, created is a necessity to take shelter in order to maintain our integrity, to maintain our honesty, to maintain our faith and our determination. When there are obstacles, in order to spiritually survive, we must sincerely take shelter of the Lord, the Vaishnavas, the Guru, the scriptures, and the holy name. Some message you have for me? I think we just woke up some devotees. Should I tell another story? One more. We're supposed to be at the temple by 7 o'clock tonight. It takes 1.5 to 2 hours to get there, and it is now 8:20. We are on time? I was hoping someone would say that. Of course, somewhere in the world it is probably on time. Yes, New York time. We still have about 6 hours to the afternoon. So when Lord Chaitanya actually, it was here in Shantipur that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first met Raghunath Das Goswami. Very, very important historical event in our Gaudiya Vaishnav history. Raghunath Das Goswami, such a wealthy heir to a huge fortune. We discussed this morning his relation with Srila Haridas Thakur as a child. When the Lord was in Shantipur, Raghunath Das Goswami first came here to meet him. Now, Hiranya and Govardhan Madhu Madar, they were devotees. And they were actually the biggest donors to the Vaishnav community. They were financially assisting, and in so many ways, Advaita Prabhu, Jagannath Mishra, and all the devotees. So because of their father, of Raghunath's father's great help and intimate relation with Advaita Prabhu, when Raghunath came, Advaita Prabhu brought him right in to the Lord's darshan and actually gave Raghunath Das the personal service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for all the days he would be in Shantipur. In the association of Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath Das became so deeply attached to his loving service that he had no inclination to anything else in the 14 worlds. He simply wanted the shelter of Lord Chaitanya's feet. He simply wanted to be in the association of the Lord's devotees in the service of the Lord. So after he left Shantipur, when he went home to Krishnapur in Saptagram, he was like a madman. He was trying to run away from home every day. And his parents every day had to have guards catch him and bring him back. Then the next day he would run away and the guards would catch him and bring him back. And the next day he would run away and the guards would catch him and bring him back. Raghunath's mother said, "We should just tie him up with ropes." Father said, "What are ropes going to do? He already has a wife more beautiful than an angel. He has wealth like Indra, the king of heaven. If these things can't keep him home, then what are ropes going to do? Our son has become a madman because he has developed attachment to Sri Chaitanya Chandra. And I'm afraid nothing will keep him home." So when Lord Chaitanya made his attempted visit to Vrindavan, he went through Ramkeli, he came back and again came to Shantipur. At that time, Raghunath Das got permission from his father to come to visit the Lord with guards. It was here in Shantipur that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath the process by which he would be liberated. He said, "Raghunath, do not act like Markata Vairagya, a monkey renunciate. Monkeys appear very renounced. They don't wear clothes. They live in trees. They just eat fruits and roots. However, they're always in the bushes with female monkeys. In Shantipur, we were eyewitnesses of this today. This is the way of the renunciation of monkeys." He said, "You should pretend to be a pounds, shillings, pence man." That's Prabhupada's translation. "You should pretend to be completely attached to your household responsibilities and perform all your duties at home very, very carefully. And at the appropriate time, Krishna will liberate you from all of this bondage." That was the message Raghunath Das Goswami received in Shantipur. And he went home and then he began to perform all his duties in such a way that his parents and everyone around gave up their fear and were very much satisfied. When the Lord was traveling, he was actually on his way to Shantipur. But the devotees didn't know where he was. Advaita Prabhu was here one day, and a Brahmin arrived at his house. Very effulgent Brahmin. Advaita Prabhu honored him, welcomed him in the house. He said, "Please accept alms. I have Krishna prasad for you. Please take this prasad." The Brahmin replied, "I want to ask you a question."
Advaitacharya said, "Yes, yes, I'll answer all your questions, but after prasad. You are my guest. Please take prasad." He said, "No, I want to ask you a question." "Yes, you can ask me any questions, but prasad is here." He said,
"I will not eat until you answer my question."
Advaita Prabhu said, "What is your question?" He said, "What is Keshava Bharati's relation with Lord Chaitanya?" Advaita Prabhu began to think in his heart, there are two ways to answer this question. There is the material answer and the spiritual answer. The spiritual answer is Lord Chaitanya is the guru of all gurus. He's the supreme personality of Godhead. He has no guru. But just to show the world by his example, on the material side, he accepts Keshav Bharati as his guru. So why should I begin talking about the high spiritual subject? I should begin answering his question by referring to the material side. These were his thoughts. He replied to the Brahmin, "Keshav Bharati is Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master." Good answer. Little Achyutananda was then 5 years old. He did not think it was a good answer. He came running into that room, clothed in only the four directions, body covered with dust. And he started to laugh. He said, "What have I heard? From your lips, my father, I heard this." Then the little boy became angry. He said, "You are my father. You are my shiksha guru. You are supposed to teach me the truth. What did I just hear from your lips? I cannot believe it. This is astonishing. This is unbelievable. You said that Keshav Bharati is Lord Chaitanya's guru? You are saying that Lord Chaitanya has a guru? Huh. I think that Vishnu's Maya has bewildered your intelligence, my father. Vishnu's Maya even deluded Brahma and Shiva, so it is not astonishing that you are bewildered now, my father. How could you mislead me in this way? Just think about what you said. From Lord Chaitanya's pores as Mahavishnu, unlimited universes are coming out and unlimited universes are coming in. From Lord Chaitanya's navel, a lotus flower sprouts, and Lord Brahma is born on that lotus flower, my father. Then Lord Chaitanya instructs Vedic knowledge to Lord Brahma. And then Lord Chaitanya empowers Brahma to create all of the different facilities within the universe. And Lord Brahma repeats that knowledge that he received from Lord Chaitanya to Narada. And later on it is written down in as the Vedas by Vyasadeva. It is that knowledge that Brahma received from Lord Chaitanya that has been passed down to all the sages and all the rishis throughout history. And you are saying that Lord Chaitanya has a guru? You're my father. You're my shiksha guru. How could you speak like this?
When Advaita Prabhu heard his little 5-year-old son speaking
with such conviction, with such faith in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita was splashed with uncontrollable bliss. He picked up his son and just embraced him and embraced him, started soaking his son with his tears. He said, "My son, you are my father. You are my father. Now I am your son. You have come to teach me through your faith the glories of Sri Chaitanya. I'm sorry, my dear father, if I in any way misled you. Now I understand that in your heart is such love and faith in the Supreme Lord." Advaita Prabhu was so happy. You know what he did? He took the dust of all the limbs of his son, especially his feet, and was wiping it all over his body in ecstasy. And little Akshutananda was completely embarrassed as Advaita Chari was dancing wild in ecstasy here in Shantipur to hear the faith of his son. The sannyasi, everyone forgot about the sannyasi. He was just standing along the side watching all this. All he could say in his heart was, "Like father, like son." Just at that moment, Achyutananda, out of shame, ran into another room, and Lord Chaitanya arrived unannounced at the door. Advaita Prabhu fell at his lotus feet and welcomed him in great happiness. What a wonderful surprise. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to the house of Advaita Prabhu in Shantipuram. Advaita Prabhu was worshipping the Lord, and then little Achyutananda came running in and jumped up at the Lord, and the Lord picked him up and embraced him. And little Achyutananda loved Lord Chaitanya so dearly. He was just a five-year-old boy, but he had such pure, unmotivated love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not allow him to leave his chest, and Achyutananda wouldn't let go of his body. Lord Chaitanya was bathing Achyutananda's entire body with his tears of love, and Achyutananda was crying upon the Lord's body. According to Vrindavan Das Thakur, there was no one that Lord Chaitanya could possibly love more than Achyutananda. Achyutananda was so dear to Gadadhar Pandit, so dear to Nityananda Prabhu, and dear as life to Lord Chaitanya. Advaita Prabhu called for Sachi Mata to be brought by palanquin from Navadvip because her son had come to Shantipur. And along with her came all the devotees of Navadvip. And again, here in Shantipur, every day there was the congregational chanting of the holy names. The madangas and the karatas were playing. The devotees were dancing ecstatically, manifesting the emotions of divine love as they all celebrated this divine reunion, loudly chanting the holy name. The kirtans, so sweet, so beautiful, so intimate. The special feature about these kirtans in Shantipur were they were kirtans of the ecstasy of union after long time of separation. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased to see that Advaita Prabhu was making special arrangements
for the disappearance day of his Guru Maharaj, Madhavendra Puri. I'd like to end my narration by just speaking something about this. Madhavendra Puri was traveling all around India. He was such an ecstatic devotee. Even Ananta Shesha cannot describe the devotional qualities that he possessed. When Madhavendra Puri would see a dark rain cloud, he would become so absorbed in the thought of Krishna that he would fall to the ground unconscious. When he would see a tamal tree, he would weep and cry in ecstasy. When he would hear the cooing of a peacock, he would remember Vrindavan and go into samadhi-like trance. Practically everywhere he went, he would be absorbed in remembering Krishna. He was the topmost of all Vaishnavas. He was a Kalpa Vriksha tree of Goloka who had descended in this world as the very root of the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But how he lamented to see the condition of the world in Kali Yuga. There was practically no Vaishnavas. Even the learned scholars of the scriptures talked nothing of Krishna and nothing of devotion. People were addicted to material enjoyment and mundane education. So much conflict, so much quarrel, so much attachment, so much waste of lives. He was always searching, searching, searching for a Vaishnava to associate with. But practically nowhere in any of his travels does he find anyone. He was a sannyasi. He would meet other sannyasis. He was excited to associate with them. And then when he'd meet them, they'd declare, "I am Narayan." He wanted nothing to do with any sannyasis. And then Madhavendra Puri came here to Shantipur, to the house of Advaitacharya. When Advaitacharya saw the nature of Madhavendra Puri's love, and Madhavendra Puri saw the ecstatic sentiments of Advaita's love, they became very deeply attached to their association. He stayed here for many days as the special guest of Advaita Prabhu, where day and night they spoke the glories of Krishna and chanted in kirtan together. It was here in Shantipur that Advaita Prabhu rendered personal service to his guru Madhavendra Puri. It was here that he accepted him as a spiritual master and took initiation from Sripad Madhavendra Puri. During Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit here in Shantipur, Advaitacharya announced that he was going to celebrate Madhavendra Puri's festival. Lord Chaitanya was amazed to see Advaita's devotion to his guru. Listen carefully. Literally, everything that Advaita Prabhu had, he used it all for this festival. Everything. The arrangements were being made. Sachi Mata volunteered to do all the cooking for all the devotees. Nityananda Prabhu volunteered to wash every devotee's feet and serve the Vaishnavas. Another devotee said, "I will wash the pots." Other devotees said, "We will make the garlands." Other devotees said, "We will cut the vegetables." Another devotee said, "I will make the canopy." Another devotee said, "I will do all the cleaning." Another devotee said, "I will make flags and festoons to make a festive atmosphere." In this way, devotees were so enthusiastic, volunteering for service.
glorious. Devotional service is not a job. Devotional service is a privilege. Devotional service is a benediction. Devotional service is the blessing of Krishna. After millions and millions of births, we are given the chance to serve Krishna. Our gratitude and our enthusiasm to perform our service is really the nature of our love, especially in the beginning stages of bhakti. We express our love by our enthusiasm to serve and by our gratitude to have the chance to serve. So there was so much enthusiasm. Everyone was very, very busy. And in the Kirtan Hall, where we just were, day and night Kirtan was going on. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to examine what arrangements Advaita Prabhu was making. Advaita Prabhu just spent everything he had. He built rooms. All the devotees from Navadvip came, and he actually arranged rooms for everyone. Right here in his house, and arranged prasad for it. Arranged everything for everyone that came. Hundreds of devotees! It wasn't like a temple with a temple commander, it was just his home. But this was his enthusiasm to serve. The Lord walked and saw there were roomfuls of pots. Room, about 10 rooms full of banana leaves. There was thousands and thousands of bananas, rooms of bananas. There was rooms of squash, rooms full of eggplants, rooms full of socks, spinach. Many, many rooms with barrels of rice. Huge arrangements. And meanwhile, Sachimata was overseeing all the cooking. Really, the preparation for the festival is as much the festival as the festival. Because the real festival is in pleasing Krishna. The festival is for Krishna's pleasure. The preparations were an incredible festival in and of itself. And meanwhile, in the temple hall, everyone was chanting and dancing after the Lord examined everything. He was astounded. He's the husband of Lakshmi Devi, and he was astounded. He said, I believe that the only person who could possibly put so much effort and so much wealth into this festival is Lord Shiva. Therefore, my conclusion is Advaita Prabhu is an incarnation of Lord Shiva. And everybody heard what he said, but nobody understood. And he was actually revealing the identity of Advaita Prabhu. He was so very, very pleased. What kind of grihastha life Advaita Prabhu was demonstrating? Just giving everything for the worship of his guru and the service of the Vaishnavas. Then the Lord went into the Kirtan hall, and all day long there was Kirtan in honor of Madhavendra Puri. For the pleasure of Madhavendra Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu, and all the devotees were dancing and singing. Hour after hour after hour after hour. And what kind of kirtan it was is described to some extent in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. It was simply incredible. And at a certain point, Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan.